Welcome back to the Booze Buddy update for Monday, June 27th of 2022. Today, talking about the best burger beverage, rum's spring break problems, and Rec League is running. It's brought to you by Green Mountain Payments, helping local business owners save thousands of dollars by providing complimentary credit card processing equipment and zero-cost credit card processing. Visit greenmountainpayments.com or posn0.com today. So what's your best burger beverage? A lot of people might want to have a lager, maybe even a darker or smokier beer, perhaps even a soda. Maybe, though, maybe you've been doing it all wrong and the beverage for your burger isn't even a beer. It's a wine, and not just any wine. It just might be a Cabernet Sauvignon. Now, there's no way I'll agree with the writer of this article that my favorite would be a $220 bottle of the stuff, because the only way I'd probably be served that would be accidentally. But it does make me wonder, have I been limiting myself? Have I done enough experimentation with burgers and booze? Well, time to turn a new leaf and check out some of the other things in my bar. How about you? Check out the link in the show notes to learn about the burger wine pairing story. And Rec League is running. The lower ABV lawnmower beer, or dad beer as I call it, has a collab. Boston neighbors Harpoon Brewery and Reebok are coming together over Harpoon's Rec League, the Reebok edition. It's a co-branded release of the brewery's low-cal, low-alcohol, hoppy, hazy pale ale. Look for a new Reebok-inspired can sporting the Reebok logo and 12 packs that look like it could be a Reebok sneaker box. I just want to know if I can buy Reeboks, and if while drinking this can I jump higher and run faster? Will there be sneaker swag like in the picture as well? Check out the story in the show notes. And rum's spring break problem is a tough one. Coconut rum for me specifically was one of those drinks I couldn't stomach for years after spring break kind of turned into summer and then fall break one year, with the beverage just clinging on a bit too long at several parties. Thankfully, it wasn't sent on a permanent vacation for me. But apparently it's pretty common that rum is often consumed around tiki bars in the warm months, and then is just sat on the shelf to collect too much dust during those cooler months. The industry actually thinks it's their marketing of the stuff that's actually to blame. We were led to believe it was just a warm weather friend. We'll look for the messaging to change from several companies, and we'll see if this year could be the year for rum. Link to that is in the show notes as well. Remember to like, comment, and subscribe. Don't drink and drive. Stay safe, drive sober, and support the booze that supports your local community. And I'll be back again tomorrow.